That was the most awesomest ending to a Cowboy game. That was great.
Well, you know, it would have been a great win for the Cowboys had that guy just not wrapped his arm around that guy's neck.
It was
a
great finish. It was.
It really was.
They caught the ball. Dallas celebrated. They went, there's the flag. Referee says, game's over. That was it.
It was a great play before that. Even if you're not a Cowboy fan, to get down to the 12, sure. But then
tremendous play.
But
anyway.
Yeah, but then you know that holding was kind of obvious.
So I don't know. You know, I watched more pro football yesterday than I probably have in years.
Oh, really? What?
Well, I happened to be someplace where the Texan game was on, and so that was interesting to be able to see
what Scott out bar hopping again.
On a Sunday.
Looking for the biggest screen TV and
right.
and where the cheapest, wings are the hottest.
The cheapest
right?
beer and the hottest wings.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, and then
got his hat that the water comes out of the top.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, water. Yeah.
Got his foam dome on.
Got that, but you know, I got to watch a good solid 6 minutes of that Texan game. And again, because they were ahead, it's worth it. But
They were ahead last year too.
Yeah, no, they somehow blew found it. A way.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
yeah,
but,
on more than one occasion.
But I saw, and then I ended up seeing the pregame show to NFL's Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
why
I did too.
Is Bob Costas still around? Why do they use
him? Why do they put Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick on there?
Oh yeah. Well, I didn't see that. See, that was okay.
They were on there last year. I don't know if they were on there this year. I don't watch. Well, I don't watch the pregame stuff.
All right, so I said, okay, here's Bob Costas. We recognize him. Here's Chris Collinsworth, recognize that, right? Is that his name? And then here's some old man over here. And I didn't know who the old man was until he started talking. It was Al Michaels.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway.
Al Michaels still does a pretty good
job. He does, and he has a timeless.
And I like Chris Collinsworth.
He has an ageless voice.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you're right. Costas was just sort of there for the pregame, just
why?
Sort of leading them, the other ones, in the conversation. And
I would
and then
think,
did he show up again?
I don't know. But I think James Brown does a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
I think to have him over there would probably, if you're going to have a host, if you will,
mm-hmm.
I think he does a pretty good job. Okay, that's enough of that.
They'd have to get him from CBS. So.
Yeah, well, and again, it's not like they haven't hired people away before. And again, maybe they're not committed to it. I'm not sure. And I thought their HD sucked last night, just personally.
Ah.
I thought it was pixeling a little bit. But
really?
No, they're analog, because I retired to my quarters relatively early
to
last
his man
night.
Cave,
and I went to bed because I was beat to death.
Right,
and
I
got in there, and even their analog signal.
Okay, so maybe it's just the signal.
Yeah, it was the signal from NBC.
Listen to us. Are we Americans or what? God, man, I'm telling you, the signal on the NFL game is just awful. Yeah, it's just awful. Anyway, all right, let's see what's going on here. David Axelrod, you talk about rolling people out to make you feel better. Now, David Axelrod says that eventually, people will think this health care reform is a good idea. Now, they don't like it now, and they sure don't like what's happened to our insurance premiums as we get ready for this, but eventually we'll like it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you taking the bullet there. People are focused on this economy right now. They've got anxiety, he says, about this economy. That's what's driving the vote right now. Well, yeah, if the economy's not good and we're having to pay higher insurance premiums, yeah, Dave, you're probably right. He also took a few verbal pot shots at John Boehner. John Boehner is suddenly becoming the poster boy for all that is evil in America, just so you know that. And I thought saw Britt Hume on Sunday morning, and he said, you know, that's fine if the Democrats want to do that, but you ask a lot of people who Nancy Pelosi is and same a lot of people who John Boehner is, and they don't know who John Boehner is, but they sure know who Nancy Pelosi is. And so if the Democrats are going to center their fight around John Boehner, it's going to be hard to define him a little bit, other than the fact that he's tan and he's a golfer and he smokes like a chimney.
Mm.
Did you hear about Bob Schieffer?
No.
I probably should have seen if the audio was out there. Bob Schieffer talking to him about smoking yesterday.
Talking to
John Boehner.
Oh.
Now, see, this morning they're rolling out all this stuff about John Boehner and how business lobbyists have flown him on corporate jets and society junkets to luxury golf resorts and waterfront bashes. Now, I'm not saying it's right, but John Boehner's not the only person who gets rides on corporate jets and social junkets to luxury golf resorts.
What about the Speaker of the House flying numerous people on non-corporate, publicly taxpayer-funded Air Force jets?
And if you'll recall, they wanted the big jets. They didn't want no stinking Gulf Streams.
Yeah.
They wanted big jets. because, after all, she's the Speaker of the House. So, again, I'm not saying it's right. And, God, I hope they'll just be different if the Republicans take control. They might not. No reason to think that they would. But there's a chance that they might maybe try to run things a little bit differently. By the way, Nancy is still putting the screws to those several safe members of her party, telling them, give us your money. We need your money so we can get those Democrats elected. They said that right now there's about a $14 million gap. The Democrats actually have more money than the Republicans do as they go into this the last few weeks of this election cycle. 2 years ago, the Democrats had $40 million more. So people aren't necessarily ponying up. Steny Hoyer says that the Democrats will keep control of the House. Sure. Let's see. Here's what Bob Schieffer did. Bob Schieffer asked, why are you still smoking? And the fact that he's taken $340,000 from the tobacco industry during his career. John Boehner, quote, Bob, tobacco is legal in America. The American people have the right to decide for themselves whether they want to partake or not. There are lots of things that we deal with and come in contact with every day, from alcohol to food to cigarettes, and a lot of those things aren't good for our health. But the American people ought to have the right to make those decisions on their own, end quote. Then he said, well, listen, I wish I didn't have this bad habit, and it is a bad habit. You've had it. You've dealt with it. But it's something that I choose to do, and, you know, at some point maybe I'll decide I've had enough of it. Should you not elect somebody because they smoke? Because I don't know if we've had any other officials elected on the national level who smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there.
Yeah. Has anyone ever asked him that question?
Yeah. Well, that's.
Has Bob Schieffer ever asked the President of the United States?
The question was asked, but I don't know if it was asked by Bob Schieffer. Or not.
I mean, and once again, why is it suddenly important?
Yeah. Oh, well, because he's a Republican. A Republican who smokes. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the end times. When this country is about to possibly elect a man, re-elect a man to the House who would become Speaker of the House who smokes tobacco. He smokes tobacco. I don't know. I'd say that's a warning sign right there. We need to be aware of that. All right. I like this Chris Christie. This is the guy who's the governor of New Jersey. And Sean Hannity had a little bit of this soundbite a minute ago. This is from about 4 days ago. He's out all over the state of New Jersey talking about stuff. And a lady named Marie Corfield, she is an elementary school teacher, stood up at this Q&A session and demanded to know how these reforms that he was going to put in place would help teachers, since his budget cuts had resulted in a lot of layoffs among the public schools in New Jersey. So this is how she has finished asking her question. And this is how Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, responds to her. Hello. Wait, I'll get it. There it is.
A few things. First of all, I have not lambasted the public school system in the state of New Jersey. What I have lambasted, well, listen, let's start with this. I stood here and very respectfully listened to you. If what you want to do is put on a show and giggle every time I talk, well, then I have no interest in answering your question. So if you'd like to conduct a respectful conversation, I'm happy to do it. If you don't, please go and sit down, and I'll answer the next question. What's your choice? All right.
How's that?
I mean, you go.
That's an elected official standing in front of a teacher saying, you know, you want me to answer your question or you want to put on a show? And then he went ahead and answered his question in a pretty good way. And that was that Obama dropped $1 billion on New Jersey for a one-time deal, and John Corzine on his election year spent it all. He said, so I ain't got that $1 billion this year, and we got to start finding a way to cut back.
Well, one of the other things that he brought up, and this was what Hannity played, was that the teachers had gotten raises, you know, what, an average of 4.9%.
Yep, above inflation, more than, in fact, the raise was going higher than inflation.
And he said, you know, he brought up the question, when's the last time the private sector workers in New Jersey got a raise?
Well, and what he asked them to do, amazingly, what he asked them to do was to contribute 1.5% back so that they could help pay for their health care, because these people get their health care forever, okay? The teachers in New Jersey, forever. He asked them to give back 1.5%, and one local union leader in New Jersey said, pray for the death of the governor. I mean, jeez. It just, I mean.
Classy people.
Oh. So, and again, of course, this is a state that is in serious, serious financial trouble, but there's no, and, you know, he spoke to that in this answer. Why in the world would you do anything like that? And he said, you know, if I had had a staff member say something like that, you'd have been marching by the thousands on the steps of the Capitol, and I would have already sent that person packing. But this person who made that comment is still the head of the local in New Jersey. So anyway, that's, he's refreshing. I mean, he is. And, you know, he's not svelte. He's a little chubby guy. And they tried to. Once again, they tried to say, why would you want to elect somebody who's fat? I mean, they can't be smart. They're fat. But that's Chris Christie, and I guess we'll probably hear more from him. It's 647.